We're talking today with Dr. Ron Scholer with the Great Plains Canola Association. Ron, as you have gotten out and obviously talked to a lot of folks at Canola College this last week and now here in Apache, are you feeling pretty good here as we start April about the potential of this crop?
We're feeling a lot better, Ron. What a difference a year makes. This time last year, of course, the crop was blooming and we were feeling just elated about the potential. It's been a tough year. We had a very dry fall for this crop, and the winter hasn't been nearly as favorable as we would like. But with the recent rains we've had and rain we're getting right now, we're a lot more excited, and the growers are feeling a lot more optimistic than they were even 10 days ago. We saw that at Canola College, where we had almost 300 attendees, mostly growers. And so there's a lot of enthusiasm still out there for the crop in general and for this crop specifically.
Let's talk a little bit about these big events that y'all got coming up here starting next week. You've got a whole series of tours, field stops. What are folks going to see this year compared to, say, the last year or so?
Well, OSU, of course, is heading up the tours, Josh Bichong at Oklahoma State University. But they'll get to see what their money is supporting, the growers will, in terms of variety selection and demonstrations of different variety types and different growing those that require different lengths of season, soil fertility results, insect control, weed control. It'll be a pretty complete picture, Ron. There will be about 14 or 15 of these tours across the state next week. Great opportunity for growers or would-be growers to get out and see and ask an expert, get some advice, and get their questions answered.
I know that we're starting to see more and more companies step up and have varieties in these trials.
Yeah, that's always a clear sign that there's potential when more companies want to be a part of it. And we started with a couple, and now there are many. You could say the same thing about all the ways the industry is growing. 2 years ago, we had two buying points in the state. Last year, we had 12 different companies buying canola at multiple sites. Clear indications that this crop has staying power, that all the segments of the industry are excited about the potential and are in it for the long haul.
Do you feel pretty good about, you know, based on what you've heard from guys that had never planted any or just a very small amount, for example, at Canola College just last week and maybe other conversations that you've had, are you pretty confident that we're going to continue to see this ratcheting up of acres?
I think we will. I know we will. As growers learn more about it, learn what it can do for them as a rotation crop with wheat, what it does for wheat itself, what this crop can do in terms of profitability as a standalone crop. Yeah, there were a lot of folks at Canola College that have never put a seed in the ground who are going to, not just as a virtue of having been there, but all the accumulating of information and experiences they're reaching out for, and this crop is going to grow in this state. It's as I've said many, many times, it's the most exciting new thing I've seen in this state that I've been an agronomist, and that's over four decades.